You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Welcome back to The Griot Daily. Of course, we're still honoring the best or the worst and whitest acts of 2022 with the White People Awards. Let's get back into it.
Before we go to our, you know, big categories, I think we should acknowledge some of the lives we lost this year. You know, there were some great white people who passed on this year, and I think it's time that we, take a moment of silence. Queen Elizabeth, Antifa, Kellyanne Conway, she's alive. The Big Lie, QAnon, the Boogaloo Boys, and Black on Black Crime. We're going to miss the people who passed away this year. May you rest in not so much peace. But instead of condemning or speaking evil of the dead, we'll just move on. Our biggest category is White People of the Year, right? This is the category that honors the people who had the biggest impact in America and around the world with whiteness alone. And our first nominee is white people who were worried about people. Like, white people were really concerned about things this year, right? They were concerned about, like, the color of fictional characters. They were concerned about crime, even though crime is at one of its lowest points in the history of human civilization, like, they were worried about crime. There was reports and polls that say, like, white people were worried about reverse racism. They were worried about what pronouns you call yourself, how you define man and woman, and whether you use the biblical definition or, you know, a definition that they made up. They were worried about the war on Christmas, religious liberty. They were worried about dead people voting. And that's why they are a nominee for White People of the Year. The second nominee, racists with guns. Like, racists with guns have a big impact every year, but this was according to Everytown. It's an organization that tracks gun violence. This was the second worst year this decade for mass murderers, right? This year had the biggest mass shootings in a long time, one of the worst years in history. And you have to remember, white supremacists massacred people in Buffalo. There was that mass shooting at a Colorado gay club. There was the growing militia movement of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters. And I know there's one other one. There were the armed protesters who tried to kidnap the Michigan governor that was uncovered. I mean, white people, especially white men with guns, man, they was wilding out. Like, that's why they were in every... You can't even become a Republican unless you make a commercial shooting like a really big gun. And the next nominee for White People of the Year was Christian nationalists. Now, I don't know why this hasn't been bigger news, but there's this movement that combines, like, white nationalism and the ideology of, like, Jesus, the conservative movement. And it's called Christian nationalism. What they believe is that America is not just a white country, it's a white Christian country, and that anybody who's, like, gay or who worships anything other than, like, Protestantism, or who doesn't believe that Jesus was born on December 25th and he was delivered to the earth by Santa Claus, like, they want to eliminate all those people from the face of the earth. And that's why they're nominated for White People of the Year. And the next nominee is the United States Supreme Court. I mean, okay, sure, we got a black woman for the first time on the Supreme Court this year. But you got to admit, the conservative majority, like really made some powerful moves. They upended Roe versus Wade. Alabama's election map, they literally told the state of Alabama, hey, your maps are racist, but y'all can use them anyway. They defined religious liberty as the right to discriminate against other people. They're in the process, now they've already heard the case, that will likely strike down affirmative action. They reaffirmed that they are not in favor of voting rights unless you just call somebody the N-word by knocking them down at the ballot box. They're trying to undo government-sponsored healthcare or Obamacare. They said the separation of church and state is not a thing. Like their states can, people can make states pay to send their kids to religious schools. They affirmed racist immigration laws, and they protected Jenny Thomas, gerrymandering, voter suppression, sexism, a Christian theocracy, and whiteness in general. In fact, if it wasn't for the Supreme Court, none of these other nominees would even be successful, but they're not the winner. The 2022 White People of the Year is white backlash. In 2022, not only did the vast majority of white people, 58%, support politicians who want to restrict voting rights, criminalize Black history, ignore police brutality, justify racism, oppose reparations, but white people were the only racial or ethnic group that voted Republican in the 2022 midterms. Everybody else, like the vast majority, voted for the other party. And it's not like they hate, they love the Democratic Party. It's just that, like, we mostly vote in defense, right? And so they vote not Republican. But whatever happened to that 2020 racial reckoning? Whatever happened to all those white people who were talking about Black Lives Matter? Remember last year when white people were gonna learn Black history and fight for equality, and they were gonna pledge, they actually did pledge billions to Black-led organizations that were trying to bring about economic and social justice, and white people stood in solidarity with Black protesters, and then 2022 came around and was like, nah, we ain't gonna do that. Nah, we just not gonna do it. Like, white backlash is not new, though. Like, this is what happened after Brown versus Board of Education. Just Google the Sovereignty Committee, the Mississippi Sovereignty Committee. Google the Virginia effort to keep their schools white. Just Google what happened after Brown versus Board of Education. So white backlash is old, but this year, like, they stacked one white backlash of 2020 against the Obama white backlash, and then the Biden winning white backlash, and then the George Floyd white backlash. Like, we got triple the white backlash in 2022. And that's why 2022's White People of the Year is white backlash.
Hey, you know what? You know, these episodes aren't that long, so we'll be back on the next episode with more of the White People Awards.
If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegriot.com.
You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network. Black culture amplified.